welcome to the Shepherd Thoughts Podcast, an audio resource that encourages biblical thinking for biblical living as we follow the Lord Jesus Christ, our Good Shepherd. For more episodes and other helpful resources online, visit shepherdthoughts.com. And now, here's your host, Pastor Thomas Overmiller.
Welcome to episode 175 of the Shepherd Thoughts Podcast. This is Pastor Thomas Overmiller, and we are doing a little series in the last episodes that I'm calling Misused Bible Verses. Now, misused Bible verses is a phrase that I'm using to describe the way that we, as believers, may understand a certain verse in the Bible one way when it doesn't mean that, and that's not the purpose of that verse. It's not the meaning of what the scripture says in that place. Sometimes we lift the right idea from the wrong place in the Bible. And so we have the right idea, but we're basing it on the wrong Bible verse or the wrong place in scripture. We might be basing it on something that sounds like it supports what we're saying, but it really is not related. This kind of misuse can be the most difficult to spot because we have a good biblical idea, but we're getting it from the wrong place. If we're committed to studying the Bible in a responsible and accurate way, we really do have to not be so easy on ourselves with this. We have to avoid this mistake. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15 says that we must be diligent to rightly divide the word of truth. We need to understand it precisely and accurately. The Bible is not a grab bag of little sayings and quotes and proverbs that we can just grab out and use however we want. It's not a black book of magic. It's not a collection of incantations, spells, and random promises that we can twist to our desires. The Bible is a collection of words from God, and those words are given with particular meaning, and we have to understand what he meant with what he said. There are unfortunate outcomes to misusing verses, even when we are supporting a good idea, or even when our intentions are sincere. When we allow ourselves, either knowingly or unknowingly, to misuse Bible verses, we invite certain things to happen that are unfortunate. For instance, young people in your church may eventually discover that the adults in their church regularly are using a particular Bible verse the wrong way. They may be studying the Bible or listening to a preacher at college or something like this, and they realize, wow, I guess that Bible verse doesn't mean what I was always told it meant. When that happens, that kind of discovery can cause young people to doubt many other things that they heard and learned in church. They may conclude that the adults they followed were either being dishonest and were therefore deliberately twisting the Bible, or were just being naive and therefore were not factually or intellectually reliable. Whatever the case, it damages a young person's trust in you and in your church when they find out that you're not using the Bible accurately. Another unfortunate outcome may also occur when we misuse Bible verses, even for good reasons, and even when we arrive at good conclusions. This mistake is opening the door for using even more Bible verses the wrong way. And not all misuses of the Bible are created equal. Some can lead to even more grave results and may actually support ideas that are not biblical and may lead you to make poor decisions, thinking that they are good, and lead you to concocting wrong and unusual doctrines, which you think are sound teaching and practice, but the Bible doesn't actually teach that. Well, let's talk about one example of lifting a good idea from the wrong text. Let's do that. Let's take a look at John 12:32. This is a verse that many believers, well-meaning believers, apply the wrong way. John 12:32 tells us that Jesus said, if I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all peoples to myself. Sometimes we use this verse to underscore the importance of lifting up or exalting the Lord in worship. We might say, let us lift up the Lord today in our worship. And as we worship Jesus, we are obeying John 12:32, that if we lift him up, all people will be drawn to him. So let's lift him up in worship and let's be drawn to him today. But that's not what this verse is talking about. Jesus is not saying, when you worship me, if you lift me up, people will come to me. That is not what he is talking about. Other times we use this verse to emphasize the importance of lifting up or exalting the Lord through evangelism, by telling other people about him. We may use this as some kind of a promise for evangelism, for instance. We may say to ourselves, you know what? We are today going to go out and witness for Jesus. We're going to lift up the name of Jesus. We're going to lift up the cross. And if we do that, then a lot of people will respond and get saved. Well, that's not what this verse is talking about either. It is not speaking about exalting the Lord through street preaching, door-to-door evangelism, or even a gospel preaching church service. This is not a promise that if we evangelize, many people will end up being converted. Now, let's be clear. Both of these ideas are good and right ideas. We should exalt the name of the Lord in worship, and we should exalt the name of the Lord in outreach. But to teach these principles, you do not go to John 12:32. John 12:32 does not teach these concepts. Those concepts are taught elsewhere in the Bible, and those are the places you need to look for and find. I'm not going to do that in this episode. I'm going to challenge you. Don't take the easy route and quote this verse. Go find where the Bible does teach you to exalt the name of the Lord in worship. Because when you find that, you have God's authority on doing this, exalting the name of the Lord in worship. And we do this because, and we point to what the Bible says about that. And we should exalt the name of the Lord in outreach, but we should find where the Bible teaches that. And that's when we have authority in what we're saying. But John 12:32 is not such a place, even though the quotation kind of sounds right and seems to fit. So what then is Jesus talking about when he says, if I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all peoples to myself? Remarkably, John, the gospel writer, told us himself what Jesus was talking about so that we don't misunderstand. In fact, in John 12, verse 33, the very next verse, John tells us that Jesus was referring specifically to his impending death on the cross, the idea being placed on a cross and lifted up on that cross for all to see. The disciples wanted Jesus to turn away from the cross because to die on a cross was a shameful experience that would, in their view, prevent his mission. But Jesus insisted otherwise. You see, if you see your preacher on national television in an orange jumpsuit, that is a shameful thing to see him put in front of you that way. You look at that and you say, he must have been a bad person. Now, you would say that is no way to spread the mission of Jesus Christ in the world, right? To be paraded on the screen in an orange jumpsuit. Well, that's kind of what Jesus had to do on the cross, and worse. By being put up on a cross and lifted up for everyone to see, it was worse than being put into an orange jumpsuit as he were a prison convict today. Jesus, though, insisted that actually, being shamed that way, being placed on that cross for all to see as a terrible criminal, was necessary. For him to die on the cross was necessary. In fact, to accomplish his mission, he must not avoid the cross, but he absolutely must die on the cross. Without dying on the cross, people from all nations of the world would not be saved. So, using the same lifting up terminology, Jesus had taught the same thing previously. John 3:14, He said, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. And that is, again, a reference to the crucifixion of Jesus, not to evangelism, not to worship. John 8:28, a few chapters later, then Jesus said to them, when you lift up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am He, and that I do nothing of myself, but as the Father hath taught me, I speak these things. Again, lifting up the Son of Man, referring to His coming crucifixion. John 12:32, if I am lifted up from the earth, I will draw all peoples to myself. Jesus had to be lifted up on the cross, and He was. So while the Bible does speak of exalting Christ in worship and proclaiming Him in evangelism, John 12:32 is not a verse that speaks about these things. It is not a promise for these things. It does not speak about these things. So we have to be careful for the integrity of our Bible study, for the authenticity of our teaching ministry, so that our young people grow up and understand that we take the Word of God seriously. We do not use it in a flippant or careless way. We really need to make sure that we are referring to this verse the right way. However, let me say this. It is wise, of course, to avoid using this verse as a command to worship or a call or promise to evangelize. However, to use this verse properly, you should praise God for the crucifixion when you worship Him. And you should preach the good news of the crucifixion when you evangelize. And so in that way, John 12:32 does apply indirectly to our worship and to our evangelism. It reminds us the glory of the cross. Praise God for what Christ did on the cross, that He was lifted up, and preach the gospel because Jesus Christ was lifted up and crucified for our sins. I hope that this challenge has encouraged you to make sure you're understanding the Bible accurately and referring to the right things in the Bible to make your points, to depend on God, to teach the Scriptures. I trust this will challenge you to perhaps even dig around in the Bible and find places where we are told to exalt the name of the Lord in worship and in evangelism. But praise God that Jesus did not back down, but that He did go forward with the crucifixion. And because He did, many are being drawn to Him from around the world because He died for their sins. God bless you.
This has been another edition of the Shepherd Thoughts Podcast. For more episodes and other helpful resources online, visit shepherdthoughts.com. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ enable you to devote your heart and mind to biblical thinking for biblical living. Thank you for listening.